Hi, this is the latest episode of the Silver Fox Hustle podcast. It's the SPL preview, the Singapore Premier League preview. And today we are going to talk to the head coach of Hougang United Football Club, Mr. Marco Kralovic. But before that, click on the follow button, subscribe button. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and everywhere on YouTube as well. So please click on the follow button. Mr. Marco from Hougang United, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine. Good morning to you, Sasi. Nice to be back, you know, after 1-2 years already. Huh? Yeah,
exactly. We had a chat before, by the way, a year or two years ago about football in general, and we had a good chat. And of course, I love speaking to coaches because we are the ones out there on the pitch every single day. You know, and we know certain things that people out there don't know, right? So let's start off with Hougang United this season. But before that, Marco, let's talk about last season, Hougang, and what did you think about last season's performance, Marco?
Meaning last season, I think we was very promising. We have very good squad, you know, buying the good players and everything. I think moving very nicely, you know. Then, just I meaning when league kick off, and then we was really few injury was cost us a lot, and then result was not on our side. Even some game we played quite very good, and game was not, game is just close, breaking the lines, and then we always missing something. It was, and then we start very first round we was last, and then is really no good starting, you know. Then after this I second round the start, then I was head of youth, then I move up to the SPL team. Then we start playing. We was changing foreign players. We change. We bring Georgia in, and I think slowly pick up the points, and then end of the day finish sixth. And six is not good enough. You know, for us is six not good enough. I think we should, with the team what we have, maybe I think my is top four. You know, and then go to final FA Cup. I think this is okay. This is was good run in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And this is all around. I think we should do better.
Marco, I think that was a very, very good summary of last season, because whatever you said, I think it was in my head as well. You know, I think at the beginning of the season, I put you guys up as one of the favorites, you know, at least top three, you know. You got the LCS, obviously, we got the Tampines. So I thought you guys were very, very promising, like you said, and then didn't start the season well, and for whatever reasons, right? And then I think when you came in, you steadied the ship. You know, I think there was a little bit of difference, and I think that the team started to play, got results as well. You got in Maksimovic, George, right?
Yeah.
And then, again, after that, it was inconsistent, up and down. And I think in whatever circles that you do, or whatever circles or whatever craft, I think you got to be consistent. You know, I think that's key. Now, I just want to read out some stats, right? You guys scored 37 goals. And only Young Lions scored less than that. You also conceded 57 goals, which is the fourth leakiest defense now. Goal scoring was a problem, wasn't it, Marco, last year?
Yeah, meaning before Georgia coming, is we can't score the goal. We are really struggling with the scoring goals. And then this reason why we bring the Georgia. And Georgia is arrived. Okay, he beginning was struggling. It's not easy, Sasi, when you're coming from Europe and different style of playing, different weather, different teammates. You need some time. And then he just nicely pick up end of the season, pick up very nicely. He was really on the fire, you know, and he's scoring goals. He was help us a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But he still, I think, is I feel when I do analyze Sam, what he does, you know, and me, especially me and Scott, and then was set pieces, you know, we concede around 20 goals from set pieces. Oh my, this was really dead ball situation, was killing us. This really was we need to improve a lot this year.
Marco, this one I didn't really know about the 20 over goals that from set pieces. Why do you think this is so? And listen, it's not only, I'm not talking about Hougang, I'm talking about in general, right? And I take teams as well, with the school teams or whatever, obviously different level.
Yeah.
But it is still happening at pro level, everywhere you go, even in the EPL or whatever. Why is this happening, do you think, Marco?
I think is now, now his big problem is VAR. VAR is, is moving. Now, people used to chasing you, pulling you all the way, referee will very seldom give penalty, very seldom. Now, when VAR and VAR calling him, check, and I listening sometimes very close to me. And he said, these guys, one referee got contact. But you know, what kind of contact, you know? And then they're talking, the meaning is bit tough for defender now.
So you're saying like, they are afraid to actually go a little bit closer to the strikers.
Closer, okay, but he's not pulling, you know?
Yeah,
but
good point.
When players start moving, are you pulling all the time? Yep. Everybody does, you know. This is what little bit. I feel players little bit scared, you know, little bit scared to cross the line. I don't know where is this line, you know.
Right.
But it's no excuses, you know. It's no excuses for conceding too many goals. I think it should be focus, and defending as team.
Yeah.
I think should do better.
I think it's the responsibility part as well.
Take
away the VAR, right? I think it's responsibility. So at the end of the day, if I'm marking somebody, he's my man. You know, and
but sometimes when he's zonal marking,
yes, of course.
Then it's team responsibility. But
exactly.
We should don't blame individual. You know, we as team, we always is we work as team.
Right. Now we look at all the so-called problems, you know, the set pieces and whatever, right? Apart from that, what do you think was the main... You talked about not scoring goals.
Yeah.
You talked about conceding from set pieces. How about playing-wise and, you know, in terms of defending in general, not set pieces? Was there a problem that you saw?
I mean, we was a lot of in transition we was very poor, you know. Beginning transition was killing us. Every time when we lost the ball, we are in the opponent punish us, you know. This area, I think later on we improve in this one. When we make sure it's three defender or minimum four players must be behind the ball when ball is lost, you know. Yeah. This is one area was. Problem. Second area was, I think we was not aggressive enough, you know. If you compare with Abirex, let's say Abirex always compare because they are champion, you know. Always they was very aggressive, you know. Is when you receiving the ball, they put pressure on you. Yeah. If you beat him, next one coming, it was different. This was little bit. I can see our team was little bit. What was problem, I think, also is our age was, if I'm not mistaken, 32, 33 years old, you know.
Yep.
And then you play against young boys who is aggressive. This was also one issue.
Right. We will talk about the player-wise as well in terms of, you know, the changes that you made.
Yeah.
Probably got to do with this age and whatever, right? And I'm glad you said, you know, in transition where you guys kind of like, you know, was one of the major weaknesses. And I saw this while doing commentary and while watching games as well with Haugang especially. If in attack and after you lose the ball and you start walking, something you're going to get punished. You know, and I think that's my opinion because I was watching the game and I was doing commentary. And I think sometimes you guys were kind of like guilty of doing that. You know, players-wise, I'm talking about. And so in transition, it's just so key that when you lose the ball, you either win it there or you just drop back first. And sometimes, I think Haugang were guilty of not neither here nor there. You know, you know I think that was the problem. Would you agree, Marco?
Yeah, I totally agree. I agree. I think later part where I think we improve in this area.
Correct.
Because we make sure this one we have numbers. Make sure when we lost the ball we are in good position to put pressure or make the foul or whatever it is. Don't allow them to but is beginning was a little bit lot of problem.
True. Let's start off with the squad this year, Marco. And I'm looking at players that major changes. Major changes. Now you have lost players like Irwan, who's I think retired, gone into coaching, Sahil Suhaimi, Idraki, Abdil, Zainal Ghulam as well, I think is left. And apart from Kiki Krychek, right? It's a whole new set of foreigners.
Yes.
talk about the players that you've lost first. You know, people like Sahil and Irwan and Idraki and all these players. Abdil, will they going to be missed by you? Or
meaning is all of them are very experienced players. It was nice working with them. You know, really was nice. It can see, you know. Honestly, you can see what is different level, you know, when Sahil receiving the ball, when Irwan Shah receiving the ball, and these young boys, you know, can learn from them a lot. Really, these two is young boys can learn from them a lot, you know. But is I situation we moving forward, and this is the direction of the club, you know, to put from 32 or 33 years old average, we move to 26, 27. This is the main target. And in this area, we keep some like Gabriel, like Saiful, but it's some we need to release. We need to sign younger players and then start build up for future.
Well, it looks like your team is going to probably run a little bit more with the younger players.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's always you know, good to have some runners in the team as well, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the players that you brought in, right? Was it a case of looking at, you know, your weaknesses from last year and then trying to fit in and foreigners as well? But how did you come to the decision that, okay, I need this player? Oh, I need this player. How did that come about?
Meaning is I need defender, you know. And, let's say the defender, and let's say Nazim was in Geylang. He was not playing, but he's what we with us year before.
Yeah.
And then I know him. I was that time in Haugan. I know him very well. I know what he can do for us. And then this is the reason I bring him. Danish is the reason to bring him, because he's defender. We need to defender. Just now, what we're talking, we concede 2.7 per game. This is too much, understand? I mean, you need to score 3 goals to win the game. Yeah. Every game is not easy. And then we need to strengthen our defense. And then Danish Irfan is, one thing is defender, second is left-footed, you know? Left-footed, what we really need, if left back, left stopper, to be left footed.
Nice balance as well.
Nice balance, nice advantage, you know. And then foreign players, you know, I looking for one striker, one number 10, then Kiki was there, two stopper and one midfield. Actually, more or less we buy what we looking for.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's most important, right? Like, I mean, you look at the weaknesses and the players that you need, and then you try to bring this players in to fit in the jigsaw. I think that's important. I want to talk about a few local players, all right? First up is Gabriel, right? I don't think he had a very good season last year. What do you think about him this season?
I'm meaning is he was last one who signed, you know. We just signed him, you know. He was my pick to sign him beginning. Then after this is about money, about all this negotiation going on, you know. And then end of the day he joined us. What is about Gabriel? This is unbelievable. What kind of skill he got, you know. And then if I cannot asking him do it what some other players do it, but in attacking what we need sometimes. Also, I talk about consider goal. Scoring goals also is 37 divide 1 point something is not good enough, understand?
Right.
He took more goals, more. In this area, I think Gabriel won the best. Still in attacking third, if we can help him with defending, and he can improve a little bit of defending. In attacking, he can give us a lot. This is for me. Sometimes I know him already now 1 year. I know what he can do. He's a good player.
I think not a lot of people know this, but I think both of us, I think we grew up with Gabriel when he was very much younger, playing in the COE leagues, right? He was playing for NFAs and whatever with Tampines or whatever, you know, and we knew, you know, him then. Shadan had a season which was stop start because of injuries.
Yes.
You know, and that's one. And let's hope that he gets better with his injuries.
Yeah, he recovered doing very well. Yeah. Very well. I think he's maybe May, June, good. He will be ready.
I want to speak about somebody that I know not pretty well, but I'm a little bit biased because he plays for the school team as well. Ajay Robson, right? Let's talk about Ajay. What does he bring to the team?
Energy. Mm. Energy is very good. I coach him under 21. You know, when I first time joined Haugan, it was was unbelievable. You know, he never missed training. He got something, what I like it, you know, he got some winning mentality. Yeah. He want to win the game. He got aggression. He will go. He not scared. We go to Vietnam last game. He was in Vietnam on December. He not scared of them, you know. He go. You know, pulling the leg. He's one guy who can improve a little bit about vision, about passing, about calmness with the ball. This is by time will improve, you know. Yep, but is I think is up and coming.
Nice. Now we go to the foreigners now, Marco. You know, and I think we spoke about we're going to speak about. We spoke about Kiki. You know, he's back, obviously. Yeah. And we know what he can do.
Yeah.
Insa Brunčević has come in from... he played for you at Belstir before. Yes. So we know what he can do. He's a centre-back. Now let's talk about the other foreigners that have come in. One is the Thai player, Putipat Kewasat. Yeah. He was on the books of the Levante youth team.
Yeah, he was the coaching there, then moved to Austria. Yep. Then after this was... was some issue, I think, with his work permit or something.
Right.
Then some connection with our Bill, our chairman, and then we signed him.
What position does he play?
Midfield.
Nice. As in a central
midfield.
So what does he bring
midfield.
To the team?
Yeah, it's okay. He's good. He's good player. I mean, like mostly Thai players, very comfortable with the ball and needs some time to adjust.
Right.
You know what I mentioned, artificial pitch. I think he also never. he's needs some time, you know, for him. But it's okay. So far, so good.
Good. Croatian forward Stepan Plazonia.
Yes, he was. He was. Tall and quick, something like.
Is he from your contact?
Yeah, from Mike Bot is my contact.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
I like what I see. I like him, you know, because he's quick, he's fast, he can score the goal, and I think he can help us. He's good size also. He's
nice,
good size.
Nice. I think that's what you guys need, right? Goal scoring bit, because I think obviously you know about that. And just a little question about Maksimović, right?
Yes.
I thought that the later part of the season he was good. He runs.
He put in pressure on defender.
Exactly. Was there a move to get him back or not?
No, but we want to bring him back because he sees was some issue in family, you know, something getting. I think even getting married, all this, and then he want to. Play closer to Europe, you know, to his hometown, and he joined Greece second division.
Nice. How about your Bosnian centre back Faris Hasic, right?
Yeah, he's a young one, you know, 20 years old. Mm. He's under 21. This is what we left also looking for left footed. He's exactly left footed. This is
lovely.
He just joined us for 2-3 weeks, you know, and
someone that I like. As a foreigner as well was or is the former Albrecht player Shodai Yokoyama.
Yes,
he's just class last season for Albrecht.
Yeah, you know, he's still class.
Yeah, of course, he's been brilliant, man. I mean, he runs all day long.
Yes.
He can play two games in a row, I think.
And he
brings quality to the side as well.
Yes. I mean, he's excellent guy. You know, I was talking to him. He's one of them. He can speak English. You know, I was negotiation with him. You know,
okay.
He was in go back to Japan, and I was talking to him about what we can offer and this he can speak. He can speak, and he mixing with a lot of local boys. He and Zamani very close friend. And then, and then it was oh my God! I was very very happy and lucky to get him. You know, he's good.
He was one
good
of the
buy for us.
Yeah, definitely, he was a standout last season as well, and very good. And I think in general, your foreign contingent is a good one, and hopefully, you know, obviously with the players that you've got, the local players, they can combine well, you know. And let's not forget, and everyone watching at home and listening to this as well, a new foreigner coming in doesn't mean that they will just hit the ground running. They need time. They need a little bit of time, and I hope the fans give these players a chance as well, not only for Haugang and all over the country as well. How has preseason been, Marco?
Okay, it's quite long, you know. This year is quite long, but it's okay. And it need foreign players also adjust a little bit more. And then I think it's good move from FAS and to move the league to European time, and then everybody on the same page. When it's Euro, when it's Euro, when it's break, when it's FIFA day, we're on the same page.
And we all can watch the Euros to, without any problems, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Actually,
no, we can go there and watch it. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. You're right.
Not this year.
Yeah. So in terms of matches, so far, friendly games, they okay?
Okay. So far, we got a little bit few injury, and then some friendly game, okay. It's okay. More or less, it's okay.
I want to talk about this as well. You know, last season, you guys changed sometimes from a three, sometimes played with a back four or whatever, right? Will there be a change in like a style or a formation at least this season? Because we know when I spoke to Peter De Roo from Ballester, I think they are in for a change in formation. I think, you know, just judging from how he answered his questions, right? But how about you, Marco, with Haugang? Without giving away secrets, but yeah, is there like a change?
First about injury, you know, injury, what kind of injury we have and the availability of players. I meaning is what we, when we go back to the back three or back five, whatever we was, I think we was have good result, you know, opponent was not breaking us so easily. And this was problem, you know, but there was good move, what we does, but some, I mean, it depends on the game, depends on opponent. I cannot say I will play a fix on this one. Yep. It's lot of things, you know. I mean, it's, I will still the one to talking about this one.
I understand, Marco. And for those of you who are watching this on YouTube, you know, Marco is a little bit apprehensive, but it's okay. It's fine. You know, I think it's That's how it's supposed to be anyway. Are players to look out for from your side? You think you have maybe one or two players that you think it's a good year for them?
I think Danish will be. I think this boy is first time he was in Tampines, he was in Geylang. Now you can see he's training very well. He's left footed, nice touches. I think he can be very good player. Foreign players, I think Shodai will be really, really good sign for us. And these two strikers, let's see what they can do. Understand?
Have you picked your captain yet?
Captain will be Nazrul is very
Nazrul?
Very.
Oh yes, Nazrul still there.
Nazrul with us, you know. This only one guy is really amazing. Really, yeah. Nazrul is amazing. You know, he's this kind, and now he's captain, and this this young boy should be very lucky to have him as captain. You know, he helping a lot of young boys.
Beautiful.
Giving them instruction, giving them, this is a long time I never see something. And then pick up the marker, his first time who pick up the marker. he's amazing. Yeah, he's a great captain, you know.
Brilliant.
Good example for everybody. You
know? Exactly. And for those of you watching as well, it's not only about the playing, it's about the character as well. And Nazrul, hats out to you, man. And and Danish Irfan, someone to look out for, no pressure, Mr. Danish. Haugang, what are your goals as a club, and is there a goal that you set up for the team for this year, this season?
I'm meaning is as last 2 years final FA Cup. You know, I think this is one thing we need to again going for this one is give you spot in FC. I really missing FC. Playing FC was very nice, very nice. Haugang playing last 3 times or last 44 years, something like this, you know. He's done it very well, you know. I think he's go back to FC is good for the club, good for the players. You're learning a lot. In the league will be very tough from now until the May next year, 4 rounds. If you keep injury prevention doing well, I think we should top 4, top 5 will be very good.
Nice. And finally, Marco, do you have any... I think we talk about fans in the league, right? I think the Haugang Hools are one of the best in terms of, you know, being out there supporting the club, being very loud at games, being supporting the club. Any messages for your fans as well, Marco?
This is amazing fans. Really, really, really amazing fans. You know, it's sometimes is very proud to be part of Haugang with these fans, and they're really helping every time. Sometimes we are down, we lost the game, but still behind us, you know, helping us. We go to, we was in Vietnam, they follow us in Vietnam.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Vietnam, where we go away, Bali game, all they follow us. It's not easy, you know, from here to flying over, you know, watch the game. It's really amazing, you know. Really, thank you very much for support, you know. ask them to come more, you know, help us, you know, help us. This is very important, is when you are stay behind us, you know, you become 12 players, you know, it will help us to win more points, more game.
Brilliant, brilliant, Marco. Marco, thank you so much for being here on the preview show for the SPL, and we wish you all the best. You know, I think it's going to be a long season, like you said, you know, it's going to be a tough season, obviously, and we wish you all the best for Haugang.
Thank you very much, Sasie.
This has been the SPL preview for Haugang United Football Club, and we wish them all the best again. And before we go, click on the follow and subscribe button. And till the next time, we'll see you again. Cheers.